A song called Praise You is now a big hit in Britain. The video's been on MTV here, and today the single is being released.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
This song is the creation of Fatboy Slim, a British big beat DJ. He's made it in his studio using keyboards and computers, but the song was written by Camille Yarborough, and it's her voice on Fatboy Slim's record.
I was minding my own business one day, going out, and the telephone rang, and it was, I think, Caroline Records here in New York, and said, somebody has sampled one of your songs. I thought it was a joke. I said, I said, who? And they said, Fatboy Slim. And I'd never heard of Fatboy Slim in my life. I said, who is Fatboy Slim? Yeah, but come on. And then I saw a picture of him. He's a little skinny white boy. The music I like. I like. It has good rhythm.
Camille Yarborough lives in New York City. She's a poet, an actor. She writes children's books. Her original song is called Take Your Praise, and it was on a somewhat obscure album for Vanguard Records.
Well, the album was released in 75, which is when we made it, I believe. And I had started the song about at least a year or two before. I'd written it, but I'd never performed it. I was doing a one-woman show, traveling around, well, with two and three musicians, doing mostly colleges. And that was one of the songs I was preparing to put in my show. I never put it in the show. And then when the album came about, I was asked for some additional material. And Take Your Praise was one which was put in at the very last minute.
Now, what was the name of the Vanguard album?
The name of the album is The Iron Pot Cooker. And it was named so because I'm a historian, and, you know, I study a lot in African culture. And there are medical people, healers in Nigeria, females, who travel with an iron pot. And in it they have their herbs and those things which heal people. And when I was doing this particular material, that is what was on my mind, that there would be material there which would inspire conversation about problems or dreams.
And how did Take Your Praise fit in to the context of that album?
Shortly before that, I was having a very serious relationship with a brother, and I wanted to tell him about it. Unfortunately, it didn't take the road that I wanted it to take, but that song was in praise of him. I wanted to say, take your praise. You know, we've come a long, long way together through the hard time and the good. I want to celebrate you, baby. I want to praise you like I should.
We've come a long, long way together through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so
But also, in a larger sense, we were just come through the civil rights movement, and in a larger sense, the song was for all of those brothers who had ridden the buses and sat in the South and been beaten up, and who had stood up because they loved their people because they love justice.
And what you want, I want for you. And we can work together, baby, to see it all come true.
I come to it not so much as a singer, although that is what I have done in my career, but I was a poet who was singing. Because I thought it would reach people on another level that way. And although I did not put dance music behind it, I still believe that the musical element would have a way of arresting people's attention.
So 25 years go by, and here it comes. Here comes your voice again. It seems to me that the pace of the tune is sped up in the Fatboy Slim version. Did you notice that?
Well, it's a completely different rhythm. And, you know, it's been just, there's not much of the song there. But I'm so pleased that he chose those words, praise you. Because, that was the point of the song, really. I was trying to praise someone. And as it said in one of the reviews, it's a mantra, and that's great, especially during these times when we need to praise each other. So I hope that people will latch on to that and begin to praise.
How does it work? You were the songwriter of Take Your Praise. Do you get royalties now in any way from the Fatboy Slim recording?
As soon as I can get them, I'm going to get them. Yes, they are. They're due me, and I have my representative is working with PolyGram because it's coming through PolyGram.
Well, good. I was afraid that you were going to say, no, you know, I sold those rights in a package a long time ago.
No, thank God. Oh, no. Didn't do it. Held on to it.
Good.
Forgot it was there for a while, but I really love that album, y'all. That album did some good for people, and I enjoyed doing it. And so this is a blessing. I'm so happy that it's been sampled.
Ms. Yarborough, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Camille Yarborough talking with us from New York about her unintended collaboration with Fatboy Slim on the song Praise You. Her album is out of print. Her song, Take Your Praise, is available on the compilation Loose and Juicy.